Okay, so guess where we are.
Good morning, class and school.
We are at a school assembly. So the woman talking is Robin Frisch Gleason. She's a fourth grade teacher. And before that, she was a geologist. And she loves polar regions. She says she loves their vastness and their emptiness. A couple of months ago, she went to Antarctica to study the rocks and to learn more about how to teach kids about polar regions. Now that she's back, she does stuff like this assembly, and she tells kids about her trip. This is her explaining how geologists drill the ice and then pull up core samples of rock.
I explain it by saying, think about putting a straw in a milkshake. You put a straw down. The very top of the milkshake is the top of the seafloor. And then you press down, maybe to the bottom of the cup. And when you cover the straw with your finger and pull it back up, you have a core of milkshake. And that's just like we take up a core of rock.
She likes to say that the rocks are like a book, and that they tell a story about the past. The scientists in Antarctica are actually reading the rocks, and they're trying to find out if the ice melted when the climate got warmer in the past, so that they can predict what will happen to the ice as the climate continues to warm in the future. Robin Frisch Gleason wants kids to know that polar regions are vulnerable to climate change.
They should be aware of it, and as they grow up, it should influence their decisions, their voting, their career choices, and their own personal behaviors.
But ultimately, she wants to make learning fun and alive. Back in her fourth grade classroom, the kids do a ton of hands-on activities, like imitating the way penguins communicate through penguin calls. But in this case, they're clapping their hands in a certain pattern. And then they're trying to find the other kids who have their same pattern. In another activity, they wear different types of insulated gloves, like a glove lined with cotton or a glove lined with fat. And they stick it into icy water to see which is warmer.
It's fun, like, sticking your hand in things.
It's hands-on, like he said. Yeah. It's fun doing hands-on stuff. It's fun trying out different things.
And it's fun because you're really trying to experiment on stuff. You're experimenting with science, and it's really fun at the same time.
Plus, the kids say that it's cool having a teacher go to Antarctica and then come back and teach everybody all these cool things. They say it's actually given them some street cred amongst other kids at other schools. Here's fourth grader Cole Magoon.
It's kind of like having a famous person, I guess, be your teacher.
The kids say that doing all these fun, hands-on activities actually makes them want to pay more attention. And this kind of learning not only sparks their critical thinking and problem-solving skills, but it's also a great way to get kids psyched about science and math. And learning from a person who's actually been in the field seems to amplify all this. And it gets the kids thinking about the world they live in and the world they'll have to take care of. For the Environment Report, I'm Kyle Norris.